something. No, this is anyway well known in the Arabic language that it is a plurality of respect. Just as the Queen sometimes says, we did this and we did that. You know, this is a type of plurality of respect. Even in French and in fact in every language, you have that plurality of respect. So when Allah says, we created, it means Allah God. But He is using, He is the plurality of respect, which is just a convention of language. So we did not create the human beings except to worship. God created the human being to worship Him. That is the actual purpose for which we exist. What does it mean, worship? What does ibadah mean? But the term worship is very, very inadequate in describing what is ibadah. The best way to describe it is with a definition. Worship in Islam, the term ibadah, the purpose for which we were created, is everything which God loves and is pleased with. Everything which God loves and everything which God is pleased with, whether it is the actions of the heart or the actions of the limbs, this is worship. So the purpose of life is to try to make everything that you do and everything that you say and everything that you feel and believe, you try to do it and say it and believe in it and feel in it in a way that God loves and in a way that God is pleased with. How do we know what God loves? And how do we know what God is pleased with? In Islam, the answer is clear. We know what God loves and is pleased with because God has revealed that knowledge in the Quran, and He sent a messenger to explain it and to clarify it and to complete its teachings. So we know what God loves and we know what God is pleased with through the revelation that He sent to His messengers. That's how we know how to make ibadah to Allah. So that's the purpose of life. And as you can understand, therefore, this is something very comprehensive. It covers everything. It covers how you pray, how you fast, how you give charity, how you perform pilgrimage. It covers, as we've already mentioned, manners, morals, treatment of the neighbor, treatment of the parents, the relationship between the ruler and the ruled, international relations. It even teaches manners of cleanliness, how to go to the toilet, how to walk, how to dress. All of these things can be done in a manner that is pleasing to God or in a manner that is displeasing to God. So our aim is to try and make everything in our life, to try and make everything that we do pleasing to God by obeying Him and submitting to His will and His knowledge. So that's the purpose of life. May Allah guide you all, and may He guide me and all of us closer to the truth. Thank you for coming today and listening. And inshallah, you will benefit in the next as well, inshallah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.